There's a myth a lot of us grow up believing that hair loss is just a part of life. It happens. It runs in the family. And once it starts, there's no stopping it. But here's the truth. That's outdated thinking. Scientific understanding of hair loss has advanced in recent years. Today, we have a deeper knowledge of underlying causes, and we've developed science-backed solutions that are both effective and safe. And that's at the very root of Happy Head. Dermatologist-led innovation offering stronger, FDA-approved ingredients that work. But what really sets Happy Head apart is how personalized it is. They don't do one-size-fits-all fixes. You fill out a comprehensive consultation, and their board-certified dermatologists design a formula specifically for your hair loss pattern, goals, and lifestyle. And whether you're early in your journey or more advanced, Happy Head offers targeted options that actually work. Topical treatments, oral capsules, or potent dual-action bundles all delivered directly to you, discreetly and freshly compounded in the U.S. Most people start seeing results in 3 to 6 months. But the real magic? It's sustainable. This isn't just about growing hair, it's about keeping it long term. So no, hair loss isn't inevitable anymore. Visit happyhead.com and find out what's possible when science, expertise, and personalization come together. Hair happiness starts here.
Hi besties, welcome back to Turn It to Care. It's your girl, Ashley. I'm gonna be honest, I wanted to skip recording this episode very badly. I love to blame how I'm feeling on the moon, my zodiac sign, my period, but sometimes I don't really know why I feel like ass, I just do. And the past few weeks, I have been really down, and although I'm super honest with all of you, part of me didn't want to share how badly I've been feeling because a lot of you come to the podcast for inspiration, for advice, for a good time. But I couldn't sit down and record a funny and casual episode today. So I feel like it's only right for me to be real with where I'm at and share how I'm feeling in hopes that some of you will resonate with it and still be able to learn something or feel not so alone, because I know that no matter how bad I feel, I always feel better if I know someone can relate or understands me. I wish I could sit here and pinpoint why I feel the way that I do, but the truth is, I don't fucking know. I just know that I've had very low energy, I've lacked so much motivation, and I just feel very lonely, although this is the most love and support that I've experienced in a very long time. And don't get me wrong, I've almost always struggled with my mental health, so this isn't anything new, but the months leading up to this, I was doing really, really well. And something that I've been struggling with is feeling like I'm a poser. I feel like I come on this podcast, I post on social media, and I put on this really good act of I have all my shit together, I have all the answers, things are really easy for me, my life is great, and if you do this, this, and this, you can also feel this way. I feel like a poser because I'm telling you all of this while I'm still trying to figure it out for myself. I'm giving you all of this great advice, but I'm struggling to follow it. I talk about mental health a lot on this podcast, and I've talked about my struggles and how much better my mental health has gotten. So sometimes when I am having a bad day or spiraling, I feel like a fraud. I'm telling all of these people how much better I am, but I'm still struggling with these really bad thoughts. I'm telling all of these people how I've gotten over my eating disorder, but there's days where I still hate my body and second guess what I'm about to eat. And I don't want you to hear me say all of these things and think everything that I've ever said is bullshit or everything that I do on social media is bullshit, because that's not true. It's all good advice. It's all part of my journey, and everything I talk about is truly what I believe in. But I think sometimes I make it out to be black and white when it's not that way. I am really proud of how far I've come because I have grown and I am a much better and healthier person. But sometimes I get in my head and think to myself, if I am this person, why am I still struggling with loving myself? Why do I still feel like I'm struggling? Why do I still feel like a failure? Why is there so much work to still be done? And then I start to spiral and ask myself, will I ever be content with who I am? Will I ever get to the point of satisfaction? And if we're being honest, The answer to that is probably never. There's always going to be work to be done. And that's kind of what I want to talk about today, is realizing that you don't always have to have your shit together to be taken seriously. I can still be someone to look up to, and I can be someone that you come to talk to for advice while I'm still trying to figure it out for myself. You can talk about how proud you are of the progress you've made in your life and how hard you've worked for something, and then still be able to have days where you feel like shit and feel like you'll never get to where you want to be. You could be the happiest person that your friends and family know and still have days where you're so depressed and don't want to do anything. And I know that sounds obvious, but I think a lot of us feel this guilt of, I'm supposed to be one way, so I can't be this other way. If I act this way today, no one will take me seriously in the future. No one will think of me as that happy person anymore, and that specific image that I've created for myself will be tarnished. And trying to live up to that image that you've created of yourself all the time is not realistic. No one is on top of their shit 24/7. Even the most successful people that you may look up to are not on top of their shit all the time. Trying to live up to this expectation only leads to burnout. Trying to be one way all the time is not attainable because you are not a fictional character with limited amount of characteristics or emotions. Not only is there a fuck ton of things going on inside of you, but everything around you is constantly changing too, which is going to affect you. It doesn't matter how fucking happy of a person you are, if something catastrophic happens and turns your life upside down, it's going to be pretty fucking hard to keep a smile on your face. The reason why we feel this guilt is, one, we don't want to let others down, and what I say to that is, if someone is let down by the fact that you are going through something and are feeling a very normal human emotion, then they can get over it, or they don't deserve a place in your life. And then two, we feel this guilt because we feel like we're letting ourselves down. When you spend a lot of time working on yourself and digging through past trauma, your past experiences, how you handled things, why things didn't work out, and you think that you finally worked through all those kinks and resolved them, and then something else comes up, it knocks you down a few pegs. When something that you thought you dealt with resurfaces and you still struggle with it, you feel ashamed for still being in a place that you thought you sorted out. But no matter how much you grow, you're still always going to be you. You can learn all the best techniques on how to handle things in an appropriate, mature way, but at the end of the day, if something hurts you or something triggers you, there's very little you can do about ignoring those feelings. Feeling things that aren't always positive doesn't mean there's something wrong with you or you should beat yourself up about it. I have worked very, very hard at creating a safe space for me and working through my emotions. I have read books about switching from one negative emotion to another negative emotion that's a little better than the last, really anything to help me navigate when I'm feeling really fucking low. But I think the best thing that I have come to learn is you can be in the best place of your life and have everything working out in your favor, and you could still have negative thoughts and you could still feel like shit. And that doesn't mean that you're a negative person or that you're a bad person. Your thoughts and your mental health doesn't equate to who you are as a person. I'm someone who has really bad OCD, and I struggle with intrusive thoughts, and sometimes the thoughts are really fucking bad, and I feel so ashamed and so guilty of it because I don't agree with those thoughts. And for a long time, I thought that thinking those things meant that I was a bad person. I struggled with my identity because I thought I knew who I was, but then I was thinking these things that I didn't resonate with. But what has helped me and has made me feel less guilty about this is they're just thoughts. I'm not sitting there conjuring up bad thoughts. They just happen. Not to go on a full rant about this, but I'm very passionate about it, and it might help some of you who are struggling with this as well. If you were to sit there and actively try not to think, it'd be virtually impossible. A thought would appear even if you try your hardest not to think. And once you realize you didn't think up that thought, then where did it come from? If not from you, then from where? That's why I truly believe that thoughts just come and go, and we decide which ones to pick and choose from. And although we might choose a bad thought, if you are able to recognize that you don't resonate with that thought, you could throw that one out and then decide to actually think something else up yourself that might be a little more positive. I could literally talk about thoughts and the mind and dreams and all of that for hours, but my point being with this is We all have bits and pieces inside of us or about us that we don't necessarily love, and it may confuse us and make us question who we are at our core and who we are to others, and that's okay. You don't need to be perfect, and you don't need to be the person that you envision others will love all the time. And just because you aren't that person all the time doesn't mean who you are as a whole isn't just as great. I think some of us, a lot of us, get caught up in the idea of being perfect for not only one person, but multiple people in our lives. Strangers that we don't even know online, our families, our bosses, significant others, classmates, friends, people we don't even like. And we forget that perfect is subjective. Even if you did everything in your power to be that perfect person and have all of your shit together, one of those people that you're trying to impress is going to find something that they don't like. And just because you do something and say something that you may consider wrong doesn't mean it is. Just because you're in a bad mood and have an attitude doesn't mean that everyone in your life is going to hate you or think you're some evil bitch. All the things that you do that seem off track or a little questionable make you who you are, and that's why people gravitate to you. People aren't attracted to you because you know what the fuck you're doing and have your whole life figured out. They like you because you're real and there's multiple parts to you. Some people will admire your attitude and how you won't put up with people's shit. Some people will like the fact that you cry at everything because they know how big your heart is. The strangers you're trying to impress online will respect you more for not face-tuning that photo and showing your acne. You do not need to be one solid thing because you are not one thing. You are a million things. Everything that you have gone through so far has become part of you and has shaped you into who you are. There's no way for all of that experience to shape you into one concrete thing. So it's okay for you to be one thing one second and then something the next. And you don't have to have an identity crisis over it, and you don't need to feel like a fraud. You can give really good advice and still have trouble following it. You can be a really happy person and have nights where you cry yourself to sleep. You can be an A+ student and still fail a test. You can be whatever you are in that moment, and it doesn't define you. It just adds to who you are and adds to the experience that has been building since you were born. I guess the point of this episode is to acknowledge who you are and allow yourself to express every part of you, even the parts that you might not love or you might try to hide from others. You might have hidden parts of yourself from others your entire life, and you might be afraid to show those parts now in fear people will look at you differently or won't accept those parts of you. And hey, some people might not accept those parts of you, and if they don't, fuck them. But in order for anyone to accept them, you need to accept them first. I know it's hard figuring out who you are, especially when people around you are always trying to tell you who you are for yourself. I've had people tell me things about me as facts, and I'm thinking to myself, like, that's just not correct. That's just not right. So if people look at you and they want to label you as one thing, like the person who's always happy, or even something as extreme as your sexuality, because I know that's something that happens a lot and is something that I've dealt with personally, it's okay to not follow that script and to do things that don't align with their idea of you. It's okay to be something that's different than what they expect, and it's not a bad thing, and you're not a poser for it. I know today's episode was short and not funny or as entertaining as I like to think I usually am, but I really needed the time off for my mental health, and I didn't feel right coming back and being that super positive, loud-ass bitch today. It's 10:30 at night on a Friday, and I'm chilling in the dark with a candle, and it's honestly a mood. But I wanted to thank you all for always being patient with me and not demanding an episode every Monday. I'm working a summer job just because I needed change and I wanted to make a little more money. So with that and everything else I do on social media, it's a lot. So for the next month or two, I'm going to go at my own pace with the episodes and post as much as I can. But I'll always update you with everything on Instagram. And you can follow me at Trying Not, the number 2 Care Podcast, or you can follow my personal Instagram at Ashley Corbo. Also, if I ever do miss an episode, you're always welcome to DM me to chat if you miss me. I love talking to all of you. And as always, Thank you so much for listening to today's episode and listening to every episode or even a few episodes. It means so much to me. And if you could, make sure to rate Try Not to Care on whichever platform you listen to it on. I still can't believe we have over 100 reviews on Spotify. It's so fucking cool to me. But yeah, I love you, besties, and I will talk to you next time. I love you.